Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, April the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a penny and a quarter, 430 and a half. May wheat down a quarter cent, 555 and three quarters. And May beans down 6¾ cents, 1175 and a half. Export sales this morning, 192 on the beans, very low number. Corn under the estimates, 959, and wheat about what they were looking for, 278 total. We've got plenty of rains here in the Midwest. That's going to help replenish some of the ground moisture out here, particularly in some of the drier areas like Northeast Iowa. But we look like we're going to get dry mid-month and warmer, so it's going to almost look like ideal planting conditions out here once guys get going in earnest. We did sell 154,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico this morning. I don't think that'll make a big difference out here. My big number on the beans now is 1193. We have the double top there. We have the moving averages meeting there, converging there. If we could close over 1193 in the May beans, I think that would be helpful out here. But overall, there just isn't anything too bullish out here. Looks like, you know, the weather around the world looks pretty good. Don't see any real major problems out there. So the path of least resistance is going to be lower. Now we had the big down day on Tuesday, good up day yesterday. Looks like we'll be back lower here today. This up and down is continues and will continue until we see some real market direction out here. The pros are willing to sell grain on the rallies because it looks like we're going to have plenty of grain. The pros are willing to buy breaks because it's awful early in the season and the funds are still heavily short. I just don't know when the funds are going to cover their short, 250,000 corn. They're short about 90 wheat, short about 150,000 beans, short about 40 meal. Now they're long about 5,000 oil. So we'll see when they want to cover that, if they do. I mean, theoretically, they could hang in here until we really get to the final acreage report, but who knows? Hopefully we'll see something shot come out of these short positions long before that. Overall, we'll have the WASD report a week from today. Hopefully we'll see something friendly in the beans there. But overall, we just don't have a compelling bull story out here. And we're just in a trading affair with, like I said, people looking to sell rallies and then buy breaks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.